Have you seen Matt?
Preacher jerked a thumb toward one of the wagons.
Oh, he's headed over yonder to talk to that girl, I reckon.
Matt was going to pursue his attraction to Erica von Hoffman, regardless of what Dieter thought. Smoke couldn't blame him for that or tell him that he shouldn't. But still, that situation was ripe for trouble. Smoke approached the Baron's wagon and saw Matt and Erica sitting side by side on the wagon tongue. They had their heads together, talking quietly. Dieter was walking toward him from the other direction and would get there before Smoke would. Maybe it's better this way. Get things out in the open right away so it wouldn't be looming over the wagon train all the way to Wyoming.
You must be getting bored listening to me talk about myself this way.
No, it's fascinating, Herr Jensen. Matt. You have had so many colorful adventures.
Not nearly as many as Smoke and Preacher. Why, Preacher's been out here on the frontier more than 60 years. When he went west, there weren't more than a few dozen white men who'd ever laid eyes on the Rocky Mountains. He's the one who's really got some stories. It's pretty wild when Smoke came out here, too, right after the war. You wouldn't believe it to look at him now, but there was a time when Smoke was an outlaw.
It is your stories I'm interested in, Matt. It is you I am interested in.
Good evening, Fraulein von Hoffman.
Oh, dear, you startled me.
Oh, my apologies, Fraulein. I did not mean any harm.
No, of course not. You are perfectly harmless, young man. What can I do for you, Dieter?
I need to speak to Herr Jensen about our scouting plans for tomorrow.
I figure we'll ride out ahead of the wagon train and see what's there. Those good enough plans for you, Dieter?
I would still like to speak with you, Matt.
In a little while, when I'm done talking to Fraulein von Hoffman.
No, now.
We'll talk later.
I must insist.
Dieter, what's gotten into you? You seem angry.
Insist all you want. I'm not going anywhere.
I think you are.
And who's gonna make me?
I am. You no good, Ronnie.
Dieter stepped forward, swinging a punch at Matt's head, but Matt pulled his head back, so the Dieter's looping blow passed harmlessly in front of his face. Matt jumped to his feet and sent his left fist crashing into Dieter's midsection, doubling him over. Then Matt brought his right fist around to pummel Dieter's jaw. The impact sent the man reeling backwards. Smoke grabbed Dieter under the arms and held him up. Matt stalked toward him with his fist still doubled.
Back off, Matt. He threw the first punch.
I know he did, but I also know he's not a match for you.
Dieter tore loose from Smoke's grip. He threw himself forward and tackled Matt around the waist, lifting Matt off his feet and driving him backwards. Matt came crashing down on his back with Dieter on top of him. Dieter started flailing wild punches at Matt's head. Erica was on her feet now, too. She danced around the two men.
Dieter, no! Stop! Stop this!
Some of the other immigrants ran toward the source of the commotion. Smoke moved closer to the struggling figures, waited a few seconds for an opening. Smoke reached down to wrap his arms around Dieter's torso and haul the young man off of Matt.
Ich bin in Oma. Settle down, boy. If you're trying to get yourself killed, why don't you wait for another attack by the Baron's enemies?
Let me go.
Matt climbed to his feet. He stood there in the firelight with his chest heaving as he caught his breath.
Yeah, let him go, Smoke. If he's bound and determined to have it out.
Preacher had arrived on the scene of the fracas, too. He moved in front of Matt and rested a hand on the young man's chest.
Oh, hold your horses. You know Dieter ain't no match for you, Matt.
He's the one who started it. He's brave enough to take a swing at me, but he's too much of a coward to say what's really on his mind.
That is not true.
Then why don't you tell everybody what this is really about? Why don't you tell Erica how you really feel about her instead of trying to come between her and me?
Dieter stopped struggling in vain to get loose from Smoke's grip. He sagged in Smoke's arms like all the starch had gone out of him.
Dieter, what is Matt talking about?
If you're ever gonna grow a spine, boy, this is the time.